We are towards the end of Tosfos and of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. It starts, or it's around, I think, 25 lines from the bottom. V'garsinon, it's the beginning of the line. V'garsinon toro mitamo, v'loy garsinon mitmo'o. Now Tosfos is going into the girsa. We'll see there were two girsois. Tore mitame tumas oichlem. Now, mitame means it's metame acherim. Mitmo means it's mekabel tume. A pora will be mekabel tume. So Tosfos says, v'garsinin pora metamo. The pora is metame tumes oichlem. V'loy garsinin mitmo. V'lamay nafkemine kabolas tume shalo. Why does it have to be mekabel tume? Ile tame acherim, kiven shahoisolo shas hakoisha, teires oichel yeshlo. Since the Gemara says that a pora had a shas hakoisha, so there has a teires oichel, ubeloi kabolas tume hi metame acherim, shem de soifo le tame tume chamure. That's how the Ri had learned pshat in our Gemara. The Ri had learned pshat that Memison, since apore is soifo letame tume chamure, it's metame de mesaskim, the letame odom, letame begodov. So since it's soifo letame tume chamure, so already it has, it's keilu noga besheretz, and it's metame oichle namashkim. So that's very good if you go, but the only way we can understand it's kilu noga b'sheretz, but it has to have a teiris oichel. So that's what Rab Shimon was saying. This was the Ri's pshat. Rab Shimon was saying that hoyel v'hoyselo shas hakosher. So it has a teiris oichel, and if it has a teiris oichel lehachel acherim, so therefore it's kilu noga b'sheretz. It's metame tumas oichelim. So it's metame acherim. But if you geiris mitma, so it means it has to now be mekabel tume. So Tosfos says, why does it have to be mekabel tume? It's metame acherim mishum desoifo letame tume chamure. So therefore Tosfos says the girsa is metame. Ube teisefte nami muchach de garsine metame. And the teisefte is also muchach begeiris metame. Veloi mitmeo diktoni metame oichlen umashkin. So it says, it's metame others, oichlen umashkin. Not it's mekabel tume, it's metame oichlen umashkin. So that's beautiful. That's how the Ri had learned pshat, that since it has a teiris oichel, so it's keilu noga b'sheretz, so memele, so naki me metame oichlen umashkin. V'igar sinin mitmo, but Tosfos, there was such a girsa of mitmo, Tzorech loyma. So then we will have to say as follows. K'moy shetiretz Rashi. Then we'll have to say Rashi is a kimte. K'shetzilfo lepoches mikebeya botzek. It is speaking about that the basal of the poro was less than a kebeya. And he was metzarif poches mikebeya botzek together with his basal. She evshe le pore le tamei botzek. The pore cannot be metame the botzek. She in moil ma she soife le tamei tume chamure el dave kinegeya besheretz. That means, a filo we will say it's now metame tume kale. It's like it was touched a sheretz. Aba vilu noga besheretz lo yoye metame yes a botzek. If it would have touched a sheretz and it is less than a kebeye, it won't be metame the botzeik, because in order to be metame acherim, an oichel, to be metame acherim, has to be a kebeye. Evekivin shebosa poro upoches mi kebeye. So here the bosa poro cannot be metame the botzeik. Lekach tzorich kabolas tume mimokim acha kedei sheyitomei ha botzeik. So that means that the para mitma, so then if we gairis this mitma, so we'll say like Rashi says that it be, so it becomes mitzurif to the botzek. There has a teiris oichel lekabo tume, and together with the botzek will have a shir beye, and a beye is mekabo tume, a beye is oichlem is mekabo tume. Here we're speaking about that the besar pora is kilu noga besheretz. So an oichel that touches a sheretz is only metame if it is a kebeye. And since the basar is pachas mekebeye, rein tzorich kabbalas tumi mimokem acher kedei sheyitomei habotzik. Vekoshe de lamay nafkemine, b'masha mitztaref lepoches mikebeye, ha'belav hochi oichel mikabo tume b'cholshu. Taisva says, now all of a sudden, Taisva says, Akasha, why do you need a kebeye to be mikabo tume? The kabbalas tume is b'cholshu, which means midarabonon. Midarabonon, an oichel is mikabo tume b'cholshu. So the botzeik, without this tziruf, will be mekabel tume. This is mekabel tume bekosha. V'ilinyin kabolas tume deraisa. Not we'll say that we're speaking about that. That's midarabona. But mina teire, you need that it should have a shir kebeye, that the botzek should be mekabel tume midaraisa. L'mayin afkemin, if it's tume midarabona midaraisa, lisreif all of us akochim. Now, if kochim will touch it, if kochim will touch the kebeye, so if kachim will touch the botzek, if we'll say that the botzek is mekabel tumah min ha-toireh, so it'll be metame the kachim min ha-toireh, and we'll be serif the kachim. If the botzek is not mekabel tumah min ha-toireh, we won't be serif the kachim. So now all of a sudden, Taisvis tells us what before Taisvis had mentioned is not so posh. So, hin ani choichi besakaydish the pora di eraisa. Taisus before had brought down a gemara. The gemara asked Zakashe and Rab Shimon. How could Rab Shimon said, pora metame tumes oichlem, ha oimed lisraif kesorof tami? That was the gemara Zakashe. So it doesn't have a teres oichl. How could be metame tumes oichlem? That was a Gemara Zakash. So the Gemara answers, Chibas HaKodesh Mashveyu Lo'ichel. And even though Take, it's a Midlisreif, it's Eifa, but Chibas HaKodesh makes it for an Oichel. And Taisus had brought a Raya from this Gemara, that the concept of Chibas HaKodesh applies by Poradum. The most talking about Poradum. And then Taisus really had a few difficulties to understand this. The whole din of Chibas HaKodesh is after was Niskadesh B'Kli Shores, and in the Poradumis, Kochim B'Dekabayis, there's no Kli Shores, Sa'al Take, does Chibas HaKodesh work? So Taisa says, well, Chatez Kol Yerachmoni, you do avoid this, and it's possible B'Shrit HaKol Lashmo, and here's a din of Kedushas Mizbeach. That's what he had before the Taisvis. But now, our Taisvis is not too sure if that's the real Mahalach. So Taisvis had a mahalach. There's another mahalach to learn pshat in the Gemara. There's a mahalach to learn pshat in the Gemara. All these svaris are only darabonu dike svaris. That means no. In a Torah, Chibas HaKodesh only helps by kedushas mizbeach, and it was niskadesh b'kli shoris. Mitarabonon, since chates kol yerachmone, and you'd make avoidus, darabonin gave it a din. Keilu it's kedushas mizbeach, but the whole Gemara that says Chibas HaKodesh Machshir is only Midarabon. Taisus had such a mahalach here. So Memele, so if it's only Adarabon and the Ketume, so now we're in hot water. So Memele, so the whole shame oichel that Rab Shimon says that basa paris mekabel kabel tumas oichlen means midarabana, because minatayr is not an oichlen, so I'm at least kesarot dami. So it's only mekabel tumas midarabana. So we're only talking about a tumas darabana. If we're talking about a tumas darabana, so you don't need, in tumas darabana, you don't, the botzik doesn't have to be a kebeya. So the whole mahalach of Rashi, that Rashi says we're speaking about, that the basar is mitzurif to the botzik to give a shir kebeya, that's only we're talking about a tumah deraisa. If we're talking about a tumah derabbanon, then there's no shekebeya whatsoever. So Memela, so Tosfos is saying, if we will say that the whole nafkamina is legabi, then you need a shekebeya, that's only if you're speaking about a tumah deraisa. And we'll say chibes hakodesh only works with the rabbanon, so we're not speaking about a tumah deraisa. Let's see the lashon of Tosfos. The e leinian kabbalos avilinian kabbalos tumi de reise lis revolum esakotche manich ich ibesakaydish de poro de reise if was ich ibesakaydish de poro de reise afa pisha einbokidish kli. So then, good, so that's a good pshat. So we'll say, we're talking about a tumi de reise, and the concept of chibesakaydish mashvik oichel applies by poro duma also. So then, we have a mahalach in mitmo. But if we'll say pshat, it's only at the rabbonon. Akochel mikabli tumahani yoichlum elu midarabonon. Midaraisa kesorev domi vafra baumeninu. So then we're back to the kashe. So what is pshat? Por mitma tumas oichlum. It's mikabel tumas oichlum. Why does it have to be mikabel tumas oichlum? That means it's a taisa, mikabel means it's mikabel tumamayacherim. Typically, it's seife letame tumachamurim. The teretz of botzek is not applicable. That is Tosfos Ha'or. Bekitzer, Tosfos has a girsa mitma. Now, v'oid meforeshri. Now we have to appreciate the problem the Ri was facing. That means there was a girsa mitma. That the basar poro is mekabel tume. And the Ri had a tremendous problem. Why should it be mekabel tume? It's mitma means if a sheretz will touch, it'll be mekabel tume. It's since it's seifel letame tume chamure, it already is kilu noga b'sheretz. Why does it have to be mekabel tume? And that's why, and this was bothering the Ri, and the Ri said a teretz with botzek. And then the Ri came out, but this teretz with botzek is not too poshit. That depends if it's Chibes HaKodesh is at the Reise by Por, if it's at the Rabbana by Por. Tosfos, this teretz was not too good. So therefore, the Ri wanted to be Miyashev this Girsa. We have a Girsa, and we have to be Miyashev the Girsa. So that's what the Ri is going to be. There's going to be two more Yeshuvim on this Girsa. In order to... Voin Meforesh Ri. מה שמתמו על ידי קבולס תומה מן השרץ, נפסלס בכך. Now, the Ri is coming into a new Indian לגמרי. That means, till now, we were under the impression, Rab Shimon is speaking about Hilchis Tumah Vetare. Poro metame tumas oichlem. He's talking about it's metame tumas oichlem, that if an oichel will be mekabel tumas oichlem, or it's metame tumas oichlem. Speaking about hilchis tumah vetare. And if it's mitma tumas oichlem, the Ri had a problem. It doesn't have to be mekabel tumah from a sheretz. It's seife letame tumah chmur. That was the problem. Now the Ri wants to come with a new concept whatsoever. Rab Shimon is not being oisik now in Hilchis Tumah Vetare. Rab Shimon is being oisik in Psul Poro. Now, let us just give a little hakdome. The Ri is going to be mechadish that if the Besar Poro is Mekabel Tumah from something else, it's Posel Lishreif. The Basar is Posel. So we're really speaking about the Kabbalah's Tumah of the Basar that will passel the basal. And if we're speaking about this, so the whole problem that the Ri had, why does it have to be mekabel tumah? It's eifel etama tumah chamuret kilonoga b'sheretz. It's be metama oichla mamashkin. That was till now because the Ri understood we are speaking about ilchus tumah v'tare. It'll be metama something else. In ilchus tumah v'tare, you don't need a sheretz to touch it. Since eifel etama tumah chamuret, so it's kilonoga b'sheretz. This keilu noga b'sheretz is in hilchus tumah v'tare. Fine. Now the Ri is coming to tell us, we're not talking about Hilchus Tumah V'Tara, if it's Tomeh, it's Matam Acherim. We're talking about Psul Pora. And the Ri is going to tell us a few halachas. Halacha number one, if a Dovor Tomeh touches the Besar Pora, the Besar Pora becomes Pusul. You can't burn it, it's Pusul. Whatever got touched by a Sheretz is Pusul Lisholik. And Rav Shimon is coming to tell us, Poro mitame tumas oichlim, that means, we'll see in one second, who says it's mekabel tumah? That means, if a sheretz will be mitame it, so then it becomes posel. But there's a problem, a sheretz can't be mitame it, because it's immune to tumah, we'll see soon, it's immune to tumah, it's not an oichel, shaloi le'ochel. So Rav Shimon said, no, it's not immune to tumah. It has a teiris oichel to be mekabel tumah, and if a sheretz will touch it, it'll be mekabel tumah, and what'll be? It'll become posel, you can't burn it. So Rav Shimon, so Meile, the problems with the Ri had till now, he just solved. Now let us see in a veining. V'ayin meforesh Ri, mashe mitmo, that what Rav Shimon says, that it is mekabel tumah, ayidei kabolas tumah min hasheretz, nifseles bekach. It's not something it's mekabel tumah and my nafkemina will touch something. It becomes posel. Now, if it wouldn't have had a shasa koisha, lehoisa mikabelas tume, lehoisa nifselas. So it wouldn't be possible. So Rav Shimon is telling us, hechshe pora dume. Rav Shimon is telling us, if a sheretz will touch the basar, you can't burn this basar. The basar is possible. So, but in order for Rav Shimon to say this chiddush, but the basar is, it won't be mekabel tumah, it's not a oichel, haroi le'yochel. So that, Rav Shimon says, no, it is oichel haroi loch. Now, let me tell you over what Taisus is going to say further. Here it's not too clear, but the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says clearly what Taisus wants to ask now. It says in the Pasuk, Va'osaf ish toyer es eifer hapor. That after it got burnt already, you need an ish toyer to be massive eifer hapor. Now, Taisus learned now in the Kasha, we'll see in the Teretz, it's not that way, but Taisus learned now in the Kasha, why Taisus had a meyudike problem. Number one, eifer is not mekabel tumah. When it's eifer ready, it's not mekabel tumah. We just said, Oymed Lisraif Kat, I saw today in the Stipler, in Kilashakim, in Taras, he said, in Simen Lamed Gimel, he says the Taras we had mentioned, the Turiyevan asks Akashe, why didn't you say Chibas HaKodesh Machshe by the Eifer? If you say Oymed Lisraif, it'll become Eifer, you say Chibas HaKodesh Machshe, it's when it's Eifer, you also say Chibas HaKodesh Machshe. So he mentioned the Teretz, it's only Kodesh Kozman, it's not burnt. When it's burnt already, there's no Me'ila, there's no din of Chibas HaKodesh. Here, it's still Kodesh, but there's a din, Eifer, so then there's a concept of Chibas HaKodesh Mashveh Leichel. Anyway, about the Halach is, let's go, the din is that Eifer Poro is not Mekabel. Eifer Poro is Eifer. Eifer is not Mekabel Tum, it's not a Leichel, it's not Mekabel Tum. It says in the Pasuk, Va'osav ish toyer es Eifer HaPor. So we have a problem. Why do you need an ish toyer? The Eifer can't be Mekabel Tum. L'chayre. So L'chayre is a raya. You know what a raya? It's a raya. That Poradum is different, even though it's not an Eichel.
And even though it's not Goyle Kabul Tumah, it's Mekabul Tumah. You don't need a shame Oichel in order to be Mekabul Tumah. I feel like it's Mekabul Tumah. Vosef Ishtoyl. Im Keinem Anachnu, so then the Ri's Teret doesn't make sense. The Ri wanted to say, why does Rav Shimon say, the Bsar Por is Mekabul Tumah, it is a Teiris Oichel, because he wants to tell us it'll become possible if it becomes Tumah, but then Rav Shimon said, how could it become Tumah, it's not an Oichel or Oichel or Oichel? So Rav Shimon said, no, it's an Oichel or Oichel or Oichel, it's a Shasa Kosha, and that's how it'll become Tumah, and therefore become possible. So Taisa is going to ask Akasha, I got news for you. Poradume has different halachas completely. The Eifer is also Mekabel Tumah. How is the Eifer Mekabel Tumah? It's an Eichel? No. It's not an Eichel or Eile Eichel. And it's still Mekabel Tumah. See, you see that Poradume does not have the guidelines of Kol HaTorah Kula. Eifer is also Mekabel Tumah. So this is Akasha and the Ri. The Ri wanted to say Pshat. That the Rav Shimon is coming to tell us it has a shame oichel in order to be able to be kabul tumah and be kapasul. You don't need the gdorim of oichel by poradum to be mekabul tumah. For the eifer is mekabul tumah. That's the kasha what Taisvis is going to ask. So let's see now in a minute in Taisvis. Va'af al gav de kopet rachmone. Ba'oiskimbo sheyu toirim, and the Tais Rabbeinu Peret says we're speaking about va'osav ish toir as eifer aporet. He's talking about eifer. Lav, so Tais says, nah, you're learning long pshat and posik. Lav mishum de metamila. No, the you need oiskim not because they'll be metamed eifer. Nah, they won't be metamed eifer. Al mishum gzeres akosavu. It's a gzeres akosav. That you have to be oisef the eifer, but anoshim toirem, not because. Don't say a because. There's no because. Not the because. You understand. Eifer, you can't be metame. But there's a gzeiris akosev that the me'asvim have to be toirem. Da filu boiskin bo betonei bepshuta kliyets binin shiyu toirem. That means a filu the oiskin, they'll be tomei. But they'll be holding kelim pshute kliyets. That means they won't touch the eifer. That may, but they won't touch the eifer and being ma'asef the eifer po pshute kliyets. So the eifer will never become tumah because pshute kliyets is not mekabel tumah. Will not conduct the tumah that the oiskim have on the eifer. Afal piken it's puzzle. So that what you need for osav ishtoyer is not because the eifer will be mekabel tumah from them. Nah, I feel that the eifer will never be mekabel tumah. The oisik bepshutik liyets, it's also it's exactly because of that the misaskim have to be toir. So memela, so now we're in good. So now the ri is meiridik. So now don't talk about vosav ish toir. That's a different dinning answer. So the ikel what the ri is talking about, the ikel the ri is talking about that. So now we're saying by the boat, now let's get back to the Ri's pshat. So we're speaking about that the bosor poro, if a sheretz will touch it, it'll be mekabel tumah and posel. The tumah, the bosor tumah passels the bosor. And here, so the Rav Shimon had to say, why is it mekabel tumah? No, it is shasa koisha, oichel or oichel ochel. And that is why it will be mekabel tumah, l'may nafke mine, then it'll become posel. They sorry. The imtaima, so Taisvis was not happy with this. The ilev sule hiatzma, if the whole shtik teire of Rab Shimon is that it's mekabel tumah in order to become posel, gam ha'efa yeh nifsal benegiyas ha'tumah. So Taisvis says, now Taisvis is going to prove it, not from the posel gvosev ishtoyer, but Taisvis is going to prove it from a gemara in chagigah. So Taisvis says, you know, I got news for you. Eifer that is not an oichel is mekabel tumah. Where do we see this? Kidorama bepeik chayme bekoidish. The gemara says in chagigah lo yisa odom eifer chatos mechatos. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, that one should not carry a fechatos and go on a boat. They asked it to go on a boat. Now, why did they ask it to go on a boat with a fechatos? Mishum maise shahoyo. There was once a person took a fechatos on a boat, and they found in that boat there was a kezayis minameis, and a kezayis minameis is the tumas by kasvoyle, and it seems this eifel was over this area, there was a kezayis minameis, and the eifel became posel. The male said, Chazal made a gzeire, you don't take eifel pore. Eifel pore is a very expensive affair. You don't take it on a boat. Pekitza, that's what the Gemara says. Anegei alonu. So Taisa says, we have here a Gemara that Eifa Pora is Mekabel Tume from a mace. That's enough in the Gemara. So now we're back where we started from. So Bezoi, now is Eifa a Neuchel? No. Eifa is not a Neuchel, and it's Mekabel Tume. So what do you see from this? But Taisa wanted to prove before from Boaz of Ishtoy, that I said it's not right from Boaz of Ishtoy. But we see from here clearly that Pora has different dinim. The Eifa Pora that is not an Oichel is Mekabel Tume. So now we're back where we started from. So why did Rab Shimon say the Bosa Pora is Mekabel Tume and they become Posel? Because if I'm with Livdais. What do you say by Eifa? What's the because by Eifa? By Eifa, there's no, this because is not in the gay. There's no because over there. It's not an Oichel. Vafal Pikain, it's Mekabel Tume to become Posel. That's the din. So Memela, so just like Eifa Pora is Mekabel Tume, even though it does not have the qualifications of being Mekabel Tume, this is how Bosa Pora should be the same thing. There should be no difference between Bosa Pora and Eifa Pora. So now we're back where we started from. So why did Rab Shimon have to say, that Pora Mitma Tume Soichlem in order to be Posel? Why? Because it had a Shasta Kosher. There's no why's. Pora is different. Just like Eifa is Mekabel Tume, so Pora is also Mekabel Tume. Period. That's the Isra's Kashi. I just want to say one word. We learned this Taisus. You see, the murder, the ke'erlichkeit from the Ri. This is the Ri said at Teretz, he had a girse. He didn't take white out. There's a girse. You have to be miyashiv the girse. So he said, I'm a halach. He said one Teretz. It's not good according to one man, the Yoma. He had to say another Teretz. He said another Teretz, but he has a kasha from the Gemara in Chagige. He had chas on his fingertips, and there was a midas ha'emes that there was no denial over here. I said a shtik teire. The Gemara in Chagige says fakert. That was, but we have to figure out pshat in the Gemara. I mean, that's the Ri. V'yesh loima. So the Ri says, no, my Teretz is a Teretz. The Shiva Oichel, Mekabel Tume, Mishaini Umishlishi, Vi Loi Loi. Period. So the Ri says, you know, I'll tell you something. You're 100% right. That you don't need an Oichel to be Mekabel Tume. Eifa's also Mekabel Tume. But let me tell you one thing. That Gemara is speaking about an Avhatume. Now, let me tell you something. We have over here, Let's talk about, we have Oichlim, Kalim, and Eifel. These are three different entities. A Kali is Mekabel Tume from a Avatume. A Kali is Mekabel Tume from an Avatume. From a Rishin Lutume, from a Sheni Lutume, from a Shlishi Lutume, it's not Mekabel Tume. Only an Avatume is Mekabel a Kali. An Oichel, an Eichel is Mekabel Tumah from a Rishin, from a Sheini, Trumah goes to a Shlishi, Kodesh goes to a Revi. An Eichel is more susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah from a lower Madrega of Tumah. An Eichel, Kodesh, is Mekabel Tumah from a Shlishi. Hatari gesagt, I said a murder keteretz. That's 100% true. In order to be, there's Eifer, there's a Keli, and there's Oichlim. A Keli is Mekabel Tume from an Avatume. An Oichel is susceptible to be Mekabel Tume, to Mekabel Tume from Arishin and Shani and Shlishi, if it's Kodesh. What is Eifer? I have a Gemara that Eifer is also Mekabel Tumme. Eifer is not an Eichel. So even though there's a gewaltig Kechidish that Eifer is Mekabel Tumme, it's not susceptible to Mekabel Tumme. It has to be Mekabel Tumme from an Ava Tumme. So the Gemara in Chagigah that says the Eifer became Possel, it was talking about a mace over there. It's Mekabel Ava Tumme. It's Mekabel Tumme from an Ava Tumme. Rab Shimon wanted to tell us a Chidish. That the Bissar Poro could be Mekabel Tumme from a Sheni L'Tumme. And the only way you can Mekabel Tumme from a Sheni L'Tumme, or from a Shlishi Tumme, if it is an Eichel. Because an Eichel is Mekabel Tumme from lower Madreges of Tumme. So Shalom al Yisrael, that's Pshat and the Rab Shimon. I'm back with my Pshat. Rab Shimon is telling us that it's Mekabel Tumme. Lamein Avtumin in order to become possible. And it's only Mekabel Tumme because there's a Teiris Eichel. So Teiris says, hey, did a Teiris Eichel to Mekabel Tumme? Yes. Because Rabbi Shimon is talking about Mekabel Tumme from a Sheini L'Tumme, from a Shlishi L'Tumme. And that is why if it wouldn't be an Eichel, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumme from a Sheini Shlishi L'Tumme. So Rabbi Shimon said, but since it's an Eichel, Shavoy Le'Hochel, there is Shasa Koisha, so therefore it is Mekabel Tumme, a fill of a Sheini Shlishi L'Tumme. This is the Ri. So the Ri says, ושלמה דיחשי ואיכל מקבל תומה משני ומשלישי. ואי לאי, but if it wouldn't be an איכל, לאי, then it won't be מקבל תומה from a שני שלישי. So that is the chiddush of Rab Shimon. That's the chiddush of Rab Shimon. And this is pshat, and this is pshat in Rab Shimon. Fine. ואין לאי מה. Ve'ein loyma. Now Tosfos says that another teretz, and when Tosfos and this other teretz, what Tosfos is going to say, Tosfos starts off with ve'ein loyma, but Tosfos wanted to say an iluyish teretz. Now, let us just review the problems Tosfos was facing. Tosfos was facing, we have a girsa mitmo, it's mekabel tumme. Because it has a teres eichel. And Tosfos had a problem, why do you need this? Because if it's mekabel tumme, it's mekabel tumme, it's first of all, it's tami saivis, I say for the tami tumme chamur, it's mekabel tumme. And then, if you say it's mekabel tumme liposel, so also it doesn't have to be an oichel, eifer is also mekabel tumme. These two problems Tosfos had. Now, nochamol. Tosfos was faced with two problems. Tosfos says, if it's negay, it should be mekabel tumme stamazoi, you don't need mitma, it's in seifel letame tumme chamure, it's metame tumme kala. That's if we're talking about stamazoi kabolas tumme. And that's one kash. Then we have another kash, if it means that, not talking about kabolas tumme, talking about it becomes possible. So also you don't need a teres oichel. Eifers oichel also mekabel tumme. So that Tosfos had a teretz that it's in a negeil, abishenil tumme, shlishil tumme. Fine. That was a teretz that Tosfos had said. Now Tosfos wants to say, omeiradike chiddush. You're right, all these kashas are good, and I'll tell you omeiradike teretz. Meiradik. Let's say oisevainik the teretz, and then we'll see, and then Tosfos logs up the teretz. Abar kaponim, the teretz is meiradik. The Tosfos is saying like this. You're 100% right. It's Tomei. It is Tomei. Yes, the Kasha, why do you need Kabbalah's Tome? It's Seifel, Tome, Tome, Chamure. So it's already, it's like in Kilo Noga Besheretz. Good Kasha. Very good Kasha. You're right. You don't need it for that. Second Kasha, so you don't need it to be an Oichel. You don't need it to be Mekabal Tome because it's Seifel, Tome, Tome, Chamure. Number two, to be possible, you also don't need an oichel. Eifer is also mekabel tumme. You're right. Right. Nu, so what's pshat in Rab Shimon? So Tosfos says, amoyre de keiluyis. So Tosfos says like this. The halacha, of Soifai Letame Tuma Chamure is Kiilu Noga Besheretz is Kozman at Soifai Letame Tuma Chamure. That means something that has the potential to make a person to be Metama Odom at Begodim, that thing is now Kiilu Noga Besheretz. What will be the din if it can't be any more be Metame Tuma Chamure? It won't be Metame anymore Tuma Chamure. So then, it's not Kilo Noga Besheretz anymore. The Tumekale is Kozman et Soife Letach. There's the potential to be Metama Odom Vekalim. So then, it has a din of a Tumekale. So Taisus wants to say, Amoyra de Kezach. So Taisus wants to say as follows. A person went and took a Sheretz and he touched this Por Adume. I don't need Rab Shimon. Forget about Rab Shimon. The Por Adume became possible already, because just like Eifer becomes possible, the Por Adume became possible. Fine. Forget about Rab Shimon. Now, okay, it's possible. After it's possible, now is it Seifer Letame Tumah Chamura? No. I mean, the whole Seifer Letame Tumah Chamura is that whoever is Misasik, Poro, the Seiref is a Poro Yechabes Begodov, whoever is Mesasik in a Pora, he becomes Tomei. But it has to be a kosher Pora. I took a Sheretz and touched the Bosa. The minute, and the Bosa became Posel. The minute the Bosa became Posel, and the Bosa can become Posel, I feel it's not a Neuchel. The Bosa became Posel, just like Eifer becomes Posel. The Bosa became Posel. The minute the Bosa became Posel, so now it's not Seifei Letame Tuma Chamura. I mean, it won't be Metama Odom Vekelem. There's no Seiref Esapora. This meat, you won't burn anymore. It's possible. Now, what is this meat? What is this meat? You know what the din is? This meat is toil. This meat is toil because if we'll go with all the cheshbonos we said till now, when the Sheretz touched it, he passed it. And you don't need a Teiras Eichel to passel it. Eifer also becomes possel. So, Pshad is, it wasn't Mikapel Tum. It's not an Eichel, but it became possel. The minute it became possel, it's no more Seifei Letame Tumachamure. So, Memeile, so it's not Kilu Noga Besheretz anymore. So now this possel is toil. So Rab Shimon came to tell us in the Iluyas. I want to tell you, Chiddush Raboisa. What's Rab Shimon's Chiddush? Rab Shimon says like this. Before this person took the Sheretz and touched this Psar Pore, you know this Psar Pore had a Teiras Eichel. L'mayn afkemine, wait and see. But here's a Teiras Eichel also. Now the Sheretz touched the Psar Pore. Now, the minute the Sheretz touched the Psar Pore, so it became possible. Now it's a Tzayfe L'tama Tumah Chamura. But it's Tomei, you know why? Because when the Sheretz touched it, it had a Teiras Eichel. Why did it have a Teiras Eichel? Because it's Eimed Livteis Kepadoi Domoi. So then it was Mekabel Tumas Eichlen. So all these Rishboines, what Taisus was saying, it becomes possible without a Teiras Eichel. It's Tomei without a Teiras Eichel. But all these Rishboines disintegrated. The minute it became possible without a Teiras Eichel. It's not Tomei anymore because it's not Masayfe L'tama Tumah Chamura. But Rav Shimon said, it's still Tomei. You know why it's Tomei now? All these cheshbonos became bottled. It's Tomei because before when I touched it, it had a Teiras Eichel. So it's Mekabel Tumas Eichlem also. And this Tumas Eichlem, so afterwards all the other cheshbonos fell off. It's not Seifei Letama Tumah Chamura, because it's possible, and all the Cheshbainas fall off, but it's Mekabel Tumah from the Sheretz. It's Mekabel Tumah from the Sheretz because of Rab Shimon. That is what the Ri wanted to say, and all your problems disintegrate. But the Ri says Ve'in Loima. But let's first see what the Ri wanted to say. Ve'in Loima. The nav kemina mashe metame tumas oichlem. The ma'achar, you know why you need tumas oichlem? The ma'achar shenimsa, nifsa. When a sheretz touches it, it becomes possible. Ve'ein oleho oit tumas chamure. And if it becomes possible, so it's not soife letame tumas chamure, because it will not be metame odom vekelem anymore, because you won't burn it anymore. Akati ishtaya ba Tumas Oichlem. But the Tumas Oichlem, then when the Sheretz touched it, it was an Oichel also, because of the Lomdas of Rab Shimon, was Oimed Livdois. So Memele, so now would be Tomei, because it had then a Teres Oichel. Inami, well, I'll tell you another case. Ochikoma. Achashenipsula, let's say the Pora became possible before, because of a different reason. So now it's not mitzvayfe l'tama tumah chamure. Now it's not, it doesn't have a tumah kale. Im noga bo sheretz mitma tumah soichlem. Hoyil voiselo shasa koisha. The mashek va tome tumah chamure. Now Taisus says, let me explain to you this teretz. It's a merdeke teretz. That what it was once oimid l'tama tumah chamure. Ein moiloi will not help now anymore. Ma'achet ha'ashtemiyye ein oitzeife l'tama chamure. Now it won't be metama tumah chamure anymore. The raya, be'perik be'ma mekashe, instead of the raya from the mom be'ma mekashe, that's something that was before seife l'tama tumah chamure, and now it's no more seife l'tama tumah chamure, it's not metama tumah kal either. Ve'ein la'arich kan bozeh. That we don't have to go into. That's possible. Zuktaisves, hat amoyre de keteret, zuktaisves, de lo yitochen leforesh kein klau. No, it's not emes. That is not pshat in Rab Shimon. Why? Mit de parech be menoches. Zuktaisves brings a gemore menoches. De gemore asks an Rab Shimon, de gemore asks an Rab Shimon as follows. Rab Shimon said that Psal Poris Mekabel Tumas Oichlem. So the Gemara asks, it's Oymed Lisraif Kisar of Dami. It's Oymed Lisraif Kisar of Dami. So the Ketais was, according to my Cheshbin, the Kasha doesn't begin. My Cheshbin is, Rab Shimon is talking about, the whole Rab Shimon is talking about, that it became possible through the Sheretz. And since it became possible, it's not like Tamatuma Chamure. Memele, it's not the Tamatuma Kale. And it is also not Oymed Lisraif. So what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? What is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? I said such a good Mahalach that the Gemara's Kasha doesn't make sense. I'm telling you that's Mekabel Tuma when it's, since it became possible. Since it became possible, so Memele, so it's not Matama Tumah Chamura, it's not Oymed Lisraif. I can't ask Pshat Rab Shimon. I told you a beautiful Pshat. So he asked me Oymed Lisraif. So you see, I'm wrong. That is not Pshat Rab Shimon. Now one second. The Lo Yitoch and the Forsh came Klaw, mid the Porch Pemenoches. Kivin the Chola Oymed Lisraif, Kesarev Domi, Noisa upora amai metame tumes oichlem. The Gemara asks, since I'm a Lisraif kesar of Domi, so why is pora metame tumes oichlem? Umay kushe, what's the kasha? For la acha shekibla hapora tume, the minute the pora was mekabel tume, ain I med this lisorev, so it's not oimed lisorev. The nipsalo, it became possible. That's what Rab Shimon is telling you. Rab Shimon is telling you, since it became possible through the Sheretz, so now it's not Seifel L'tama Tumah Chamur, it's not Oymed Lisraif, and it's Tomei because of the Sheretz, because it's Tomei because of the Sheretz. That's the Chiddush of Rab Shimon. So he asked me, Oymed Lisraif, Kisor of Tomei. But Rab Shimon is telling you that the Tumah made it Ois, Ois Oymed Lisraif, Ois Seifel L'tama Tumah Chamur. Minishtaye bo magetume. Afilu loy noga bo sheretz ela pamachas. Afilu a sheretz only touched it one time. Mikomo kem betchiles negiye kvar nifselo apora. Besoif negiye metametum esoichlem dos kvar einay medes lisorei. That means Taisvis is saying like this. Taisvis had wanted to say, this was, the Ri wanted to give in everything. The Ri wanted to say it becomes possible even though it does not have the tnoyim of Kabbalah's Tumah. Even though it doesn't have the tnoyim of Kabbalah's Tumah, it will also become possible. Just like Eifer is Mekabal Tumah. So this is also Mekabal Tumah. Don't have to have a Teiris Eichel. That was, so Mamela is like this. So Taisva says, so Taisva learned like this. So Taisva said, I have a meaning, you have to touch it 2 times, but then Taisva says, you don't have to touch it 2 times. It was there 2 seconds, so the first second did one thing, and the second second did something else. But Taisva said as follows. You have here a poem. You have here a poem. So, it's in the list, like, blah, 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 fine. So, but it'll become puzzle. The Taisus wanted to say now that you don't need the din oichel in order for it to be mekabotum and become puzzle. Hey, it's also puzzle, even though it's not an oichel. So I take a sheretz and I touch it. Second one. The first second. I touch it, all of a sudden, a whole bunch of alochas go into action. I touched it, becomes puzzle. Even though it wasn't mekabel tumet, but Eifer is mekabel tumet. I touched it, it becomes puzzle. It's not aimed at lisraif. Period. Now I touch it again, but it wasn't mekabel tumet yet. I mean, because the first time I touched it, it wasn't mekabel tumet. It's aimed at lisraif, and it's not. So then I touch it again. You touch it again. Now it's an oichel. It's not aimed at lisraif. It's not seifel atame tumet chamure. So memele. Now it's mekabel tumet oichlem. Because it was Roy Livdois after the Zrike, and that's Pshat Reb Shimon. And I said, you don't have to touch it 2 times. It can, when the Sheretz touches it in 1 second, you can split the second in half. The Trilas and Egia will passel it, and then it'll make it ice, and then the second half of the second, it'll now be metame to mesoichlem. But how can be metame to mesoichlem instead of noichel a roi leyochel? So that's what Reb Shimon said. It wasn't noichel roi leyochel because it's aimed liftois. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kashe? And if the Gemara is this kashe, so it's a roi, I'm 100% wrong. That means that you have to say the previous mahalchim to assume that what Taisus wanted to say now that you don't need hilchas oichel in order for it to become possible. That's what Taisus wanted to say. And so then the Gemara and the Menachas is very schwer. And the Gemara says like this, so it's a raya that I'm wrong. That's what Taisus says. Ba'amar ish lokish, oimar hoya Rab Shimon, pora nivdis agabi marochosa. Alma kol ha'oimed livdois kepodidom. That means the Gemara had wanted to prove, we have to remember we're in the middle of a sugya, we got maybe perhaps a little, went off a little on the tangent, but we're in the middle of a sugya, we had a problem. Rab Shimon said that if a person shechted a behemoth kochim is chayv daladvei, a ganav shechted a behemoth kochim is chayv daladvei, and Reish Lakish said it's speaking about a behemoth shehumam or seifugdash, and he shechted it. It's the more of the kasha, you need a shechita ruya. So Reish Lakish said, the terence is, you see, Rab Shimon knows I'm at liftais, from porim et hametum es oichlem. When was there a shasa kaisha? From Reish Lakish, I'm Oyer Rab Shimon, Poro Nivdis Agabi Marachosa. That means it's standing on the Marach, it's standing on the pile of wood. After the Shchita, they're going to make a Zoyim, they're going to start burning it. And after the Shchita, it can be pointed. It's Oyer Rab Livdois, Samamela, that's the shasa kaisha. Let's see now. V'omar Reish Lakish, Ezoi Shasa Kaisha Oyselo. When did it have a shasa kosher? Da'ima hoya Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon held. Poranivdes afilo nishchita al gabi amarocha kemish, amarochosa kemishpot, even though it was geshochten properly, imotza acheres yofa mimen, if they found a better pora, v'zeu shasa kosher shalom, and this is the shasa kosher. Even though Lamai said they won't pay that, that's irrelevant. For Lahochi, Mashva La Uchla, and here's a Tayres Oichel, Uruya Livdais. It's Hoya Luruya Livdais. Since it's Hoya Livdais, so Mamele, so it's, here's a Din Oichel Aroi, Lachel Acherim, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumas Oichlem. Now we had mentioned Before, let me just mention one more time, which is really a problem. Grad, mitadechod, I saw that pora dume im motza yofa mimeno de zicha mitzvah to be poitek. That means, if you have, I don't know what yofa means, but al kaponem, we shechted one pora dume, and then someone starts, before the hazoye, someone starts running, stop, we found a more, mehuda de kepora dume, yofa mimeno. There's a mitzvah not to continue. There's a mitzvah to be paid to this parah and to shech the other parah. Fine. So there's a mitzvah livdois, and then there's a lot, there's a lomdus by mitzvahs, kolo oimah livdois kepodi domi, and the oimah is really governed by the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah livdois. Frekt Rabbul Chanan, that's very good if there's a yofeh. If there's a yofeh, in such a scenario, there's a yofeh, so there's a mitzvah livdois, so then we say, it's kepodi domi. But if there's no yofeh, there's no other poradume to be found. This is the poradume. And on this poradume, Rab Shimon said it's betama to mesoichlem. Hoyel a mitzvah livdois. Where's the mitzvah livdois? Where do you have a mitzvah here to be paid? There's no mitzvah, there's only poradume. You don't have a yofeh, you don't have a different one. And Rab Shimon said it's mekabel to mesoichlem. Make it this is mekabel to mesoichlem. This is the Ore Rabbi Chananeh.